All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. So me and Robert Griswold are going to pick up on a conversation that we're having about some tech. Robert, you were showing me some tech on how to generate your own Wi-Fi signal in case the internet goes down, like what had previously just happened to us. We've been trying to fix this for about 30 minutes, but you got some tech last time I was out there when we were teaching the active shooter awareness and reaction course of the ability to generate your own Wi-Fi. Was that correct?
Bluetooth? Well, yeah. It's basically set up so that you can have a network of friends within a couple of miles of each other. It's always best to test it real life before you have to take it and use it. This is why I tell everybody with a radio, you know, if you have your little walkie-talkie radios, to make a comm map, just to get a map of your area and then have somebody start driving around and see where you lose signal, where you gain signal. That way, you know, I can go from Jones Street to Carrot Street, but I can't go to Apple Street because that's too far away. And you make a comm map that way. That way, when the zombie apocalypse happens, you're not sitting there, how far can I transmit? Can I reach Joe or can I reach Sally? Whatever I can do. You know ahead of time what you can do. These things right here, it's a program called Meshtastic. And it's these things, you can buy these on Amazon. This one's about $50, okay? And it runs on an 18650 battery. So I don't sell this stuff, so there's no money. I'm not trying to make any money on it. And what happens is you put these down and you can network your phone or tablet together so that you can send texts back and forth. You can actually send pictures. It has GPS in it also, which you can turn on or off. It has an antenna that comes with it. What I'm doing for my personal use is I'm buying these Pelican boxes. It's the 1010 Pelican box, okay? And I'm going to put this in the Pelican box. I have a little right there. And then this will connect to the antenna, which will be mounted to the outside of the box like that. And also, it has a battery port right there. that I can then run a battery port out and have a little battery pack solar charger, just those little ones you buy for $20, that'll keep this thing with perpetual energy. So I can set up a waterproof network between myself and, say, within friends within a couple miles. Now, if my friend that's a mile away has a friend 2 miles away, then they can set that network up where they can communicate with there. That way you can pass information along your immediate area. It's called, you know what an area study is, your area of operation. My area of operation is my neighborhood. So if the internet goes down and I want to be able to use, we're having problems on internet today. They've had, as you know, a circuit breaker or something pop on them. So I hope we don't lose you too many times. But anyhow, there's a cable here that you can plug it in to charge it. You see this little cable? You can plug it in and keep it charged. So I can leave this thing out in the field in a waterproof box for a week. All my friends connect via a private network here. You can make one of these things up for probably less than $100, including the box, the battery pack, the bigger antenna. This is 915 megahertz area, and it can program right here. There's a little screen that programs. And so quite an amazing thing. If anybody needs help on how to set this up, you can just go to Meshtastic, M-E-S-H, Tastic. And there's videos there showing you what to do. It's part of what's called a LoRa, long-range communication, L-O-R-A. And I'm telling you, we all know it's going to happen. It could happen with a nuclear strike, an EMP strike. It could happen by our own government.
All right, we got you back.
About this. Okay, yeah. But really a nice high-tech thing. Amazon, $53 is what I paid for this. I buy these expensive 18650 batteries. I bought the cable off Amazon, which connects to the antenna, and I have a dealership with Pelican, so I just bought these Pelican cases. As you can see, this will go inside the box, which keeps it waterproof, and it just closes. Now, I will actually drill a hole through there so that it comes out nicely. Same thing with a power cord, and then I can take a carabiner and just hang this thing off a tree, and I will have communication with all my local friends around here. So if and when the internet goes down, and it can, EMP, CME, government, hacking, anything, it can turn down and turn off your network. As we see right now, my cell phone, my internet is unstable right now. Something's happened to a tower somewhere, and it's unstable. This thing right here, doesn't matter what happens. I can communicate with all my friends easily using this Meshtastic program. And again, you can just go to Mesh, M-E-S-H, Michael Echo Sierra Hotel, Tastic, and you can download the software to your cell phone. You know, you can build this thing. It's not hard to build it for less than $100. And that way, you know, you can set this up in between you and your friends and have a communication thing where you can text each other in case of emergency. To me, it's invaluable. This is a growing phenomena in this country. And so I'd highly recommend it. I build them for people, but I don't have time to build them. I have a friend who could build them. I don't know what he'd charge, but that way all you have to do is link a tablet or a cell phone with the Meshtastic software, and then you can go to town texting each other. You don't have to have an internet, nothing. As long as this thing's working and your cell phone and iPad are working, you guys can talk to each other. This will transmit about 1 to 2 miles, maybe 3. So you can actually link them together where you could get, you know, further mileage away by linking one, then your friend links to one that's further away from him, and you can have networks of information being passed. Anyhow, pretty neat thing, and you can look into it. Go to YouTube and just type in Meshtastic or LoRa, L-O-R-A, Lima, Oscar, Romeo, Alpha. And you can watch all kinds of videos of people setting these networks up. So a little bit of shop talk there. Like I said, nothing in it for me, nothing in it for you. It's just country.
That's right. It's all about taking care of each other. Yeah. You know, the next course that we do up there in early November, well, about mid-November, we'll make sure that we have a period of block where we have a comms class, because I think it's important for the basic people to understand how to set these things up. I mean, I live in a very rural area, and so do you. And, you know, communication is key. You can only progressively push out as you have the safe amount for comms if you're working in teams, especially if you're working in some sort of a, let's say a closed battle space after, whatever your doomsday scenario is happens. You only want to push out as far as you got comms. And so, you progressively push out and you make your markers and, kind of like what we do with range cards with machine guns.
Yeah, and I would be remiss not to mention the bivvy stick. Now, this would give you that on steroids because I can reach anybody in the world with this that would have the bivvy app on their phone. So I could text if cell phones went down, I could text to somebody in California, New Zealand, wherever. And again, always remember if you're out and about and something happens, you just push that red button and a global rescue service locates you and sends appropriate help for you. But these two things here, I think, are invaluable. Like I said, for those who want to go to Amazon, and they can get this off rmrbivvy.com. That's how you get to it, rmrbivvy. But this one here, like I said, just go to Amazon. I don't know if you can read that. I'll try to get it in close. That's the information right there. And it comes in this nice box. I bought the longer antenna. That's a 915 megahertz antenna, which the one they give you is a little stubby guy, but the longer antenna is going to give you better transmission and reception. So, again, for under $100, you could set these things up and go to town.
The one they give you is about like that? About
yes.
That big?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. 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 It's, right up here. It's, it's even small on that one. It's this guy.
Would you ever create one of those and then house it into your vehicle so that you can be mobile with it as well?
The thing is, it only has a couple mile transportation. If I was wanting to be mobile and traveling, I would be carrying my bivvy stick, which I do, with me. Therefore, if I was up in Knoxville, which is about 70 miles away, and the zombies apocalypse happened, I could text my wife on this via satellite. So this would be more applicable for that situation. If I'm traveling, if I travel out of the state or wherever, I can text back to home base with the bivvy app on my cell phone. And again, we do sell these. These are rmrbivvy.com. But if it's just a local neighborhood watch type thing, or a couple blocks, a mile or so of each other, again, that's the guy right there. And it'll transmit, they say up to 3 miles. I would say probably two, safely two.
Is that line of sight?
It's always best to test. It's all radio work, always works on line of sight. So if you have buildings, trees, hills, all those things that can interfere, that's why the comm map is so important. And by that, I mean my comm map is get a very detailed map of your area. A lot of times you can get them from real estate agents because they might have a county map. All the houses for sale in the county. And believe me, a county real estate maps are fairly good for doing this. And what you would just do, because it shows all the streets, neighborhoods, and anything in your county, get some from them and then just have two people go out and, east, west, north, south, start driving around. And then when you lose, have cell phone with you so you can actually talk. But say, just like we were doing when we were losing signal back and forth. Hey, Doug, I lost you. That way I know that's why I mark the comm map. Okay. At Jones Street, that's where it stopped. I can't talk past Jones Street on the west side. Now, when I go east, it's Apple Street. That's as far as I can talk. So I create this comm area that I know this thing is operational in. And so therefore, when the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm not trying to figure out my comms at that point. That's not the time to figure out how radios work. That's why when people say, I'll buy a gun, but I won't use it, or I'll buy a radio and I'll learn to use it. I don't want to get a license. I don't want to get a ham radio license because once the zombie apocalypse happens, nobody will care. You won't know how to use it. You've been around me long enough to see it. It's a little more complicated than just picking it up and turning a switch on and pushing a button. It's a little more complicated than that. It's not extremely difficult, but in order to do it effectively, you want to have your abilities, trained ahead of time. Just like our course that we're offering again in November, the time to learn how to breach a door is not when a guy is shooting back at you. You want to practice that and practice it and practice it so that you have that technique of breaching a door or doing slicing the pie, you know, ahead of time. And not just, well, I read this in a book, so let's see how it works when somebody's shooting bullets at you. That's why it's always, that's why the value of what you offer in the classes is incalculable. That's why practicing radio, going to your ham radio club is incalculable. That's why getting the Vivi and learning how to use it ahead of time is incalculable. Because when comms go down, boy, you are on your own. And the only people you're going to have are those in your network that you can communicate with. So I think we see things we're going to talk about today. I mean, I'm just looking at now. I mean, again, Putin has threatened the West with nuclear war. And he said, I'm not kidding. That's what he actually emphasized it. I'm not kidding. And so the communication could go down immediately. I mean, you know, we think, well, it might be a little bit of time, but I mean, it could happen while we're on this radio program. I'm not trying to fearmonger because that probably won't happen when we're talking here, but it could. I mean, we are at a world in crisis. We do not learn the lessons of history. I mean, if you look at World War II, we didn't learn the lessons of Hitler. Hitler, oh, yeah, I just want the Sudetenland. Now I want the Rhineland, you know, Czechoslovakia, Austria, Czechoslovakia. I want those. I'll stop. You know, and then he eventually went into Poland and took Poland, and then we declared war. But even then, he had Operation what's called Barbarossa. That's when he was in Poland. The Russians and the Poles split Poland, and they each of them assured each other they wouldn't invade each other. Well, you know, Hitler beat Stalin to it, and so right now Putin knows his history, and he's watching right now what's going on in the Ukraine debacle, you know, with the bioweapons labs that were there and all the funneling of U.S. money there. And now the weapons are going in there and he sees that. But now on top of that, we've just offered Finland NATO membership, which is on the Russian border. You know, Belarus, you know, there's a conflict going on right now between Belarus and Poland. There's troops on that border. Belarus sides with Russia. But then we also have, we're offering membership into NATO to Switzerland. We're offering it to, Ukraine and Finland. And so we're really on the Western front of Russia. I mean, he just sees World War II repeating itself.
There's another portion you need to bring up. The continuity of government for their Congress. That is key.
Yeah, they're talking about making their government mobile so they can move it in case Moscow comes under attack. They have plans to move their government. Here is a big thing right now. I mean, people, you cannot get a plane ticket out of Russia right now. People have bought them up. They're leaving in droves.
But why? Why would they be leaving?
Two reasons. First of all, Putin has announced that any fighting age male is going to be able to be conscripted into the war machine. And so they're going into Turkey, they're leaving and going to some of the stands. They're just getting out of Russia, which is, again, it's a desperation act on both parts. People do not want to fight there. But the thing is that, you know, today Joe Biden at the UN, or when he was at the UN, said that we want to kick Russia out of the UN. I mean, you know, I'm not a trained diplomat. I haven't gone to Yale or Harvard to learn how to be a diplomat, but I know that's not diplomatic. I know that's just exacerbating it there. We're going to kick them out of the UN and alienate them even further. You know, we're doing everything we can do to exacerbate the situation, to try to provoke Putin into a war. That's not going to be, it doesn't matter if limited, not limited, a nuclear war detonated anywhere in the world is a nuclear weapon detonated everywhere in the world. We know that the jet pattern brings the radiation all the way around. That's how they discovered Chernobyl. You know, all that radiation blew back towards Europe. I mean, they detonate all those nuclear weapons. If we bomb Moscow, that radiation is going to come right back west. That's the way the prevailing winds are going to blow it back west over Europe. And so we have this jockeying right now of nuclear jockeying, you know, and it's just absolutely incredible. We have troops in Poland. We have 82nd Airborne troops in Poland. I'm sure we have all the special forces people in Finland, Poland, Ukraine, all doing that. We know we have them in Ukraine. We're escalating the grade of weapons that we're sending over to these countries. You know, it started out with just some financial help and light weapons. And now, you know, we're talking about tanks, planes, all this injecting it into that theater. And eventually, you know, when does Putin snap? When does he say enough's enough? And you know, does something very drastic? We don't know. I think he's probably desperate. And it could very easily happen. I think we don't know exactly what him and the Chinese have been talking about, you know, as far as making allies there. I know Poland right now is issuing potassium iodate to its people. It was on the Drudge Report that they're issuing potassium iodate, you know, radiation pills, as they call them. So that's going on. Everything we see, Doug, I cannot emphasize I love reading World War II history. Everything I see is the preamble to the actual kinetic fighting of World War II is going on right now.
Yes.
It's happening right now. It's 1939, yes. 1940, all over again. It's sooner or later, something's going to snap, not including the Chinese element. That, well, you know, Russia and China now are working on it. China, I mean, the other day, against no president has ever said this, Joe Biden says we will put U.S. troops in Taiwan to fight the Chinese should they invade. Nobody has ever said that before. They said we'd honor our agreement, meaning maybe weapons. It was very unclear how we would do that. But Joe Biden, you know, basically, I guess, put his foot in his mouth. Which he likes doing, and said that we're going to put troops in Taiwan. It's just everything these people are doing, it makes you think they want a nuclear war. They want a global war.
The White House had to walk back his comments, as they tend to do every month. And here's what the problem. You can't have a man who's delusional, who's mentally degrading because of, you know, whatever mental illness or fatigue.
I'm going to play that game with you. He threw it out there knowing that they were going to walk it back because he wanted it. It's a confusion at that point. So Joe Biden goes out there and sticks it out there, and then they try to retract it. But what do the Russians know? What do the Chinese really know? Did they mean it? Did they didn't mean it? Is it really a retraction, or is it just a confusion? You don't know. When you're on the other side, you don't know. They could be, the Chinese know Joe Biden's a moron. He's got dementia. So let's let him say some things that are highly inflammatory, and then we'll kind of back it off a little bit. Is it real or not real? You don't know. That's the problem. And this the same thing he's done all over the globe. But he just committed U.S. troops to Taiwan to fight. Well, U.S. soldiers, U.S. Marines on the ground.
Well, that's called a treaty. He created an ad hoc treaty without congressional approval by doing that as well, because he has to get congressional approval.
I mean, again, it's just like, let's just see. This is how it works. There's an 18-year-old young man dead right now. Okay. He was a Republican, and some whack job Democrat, you know, decides to run him over. Because he's a radical Republican. That's what he called him, a radical Republican.
Who incited Republican that? Extremist.
Who he incited him, that?
But he called him an extremist, which is the same term. The same inflammatory language that this Congress, this Senate, this president and vice president and everybody else on the left has used the same inflammatory language. They're extremists. They're a danger. These people need to be killed. That one congressman said that we need to kill MAGA. He said, Joe Biden said that MAGA is the biggest threat. Just recently, the FBI was updating what threats are the most pressing to the United States. And because of the Department of Justice, so the U.S. Attorney General, they designate to the FBI what should be designated. Does everybody understand that? They tell the FBI what is the real threat. The FBI doesn't get to go do their own research. So the FBI labeled white supremacy and domestic terrorism as the biggest threat. Well, you know what? To an extent, I'm going to agree with you.
I'm going to agree with the second one. Yeah, domestic terrorism. Yeah.
I'll agree with you. There's a little bit of white supremacy, and they're Democrats.
Yeah.
Do you see them? Do you see them going out to any of these places and putting the fires out that they caused? No. Do you see these people going to the border and handing out a brown bag filled full of, you know, juice and sandwiches to the people coming across the border? No. Look what they did in Martha's Vineyard.
That's epic there. I mean, here are these white liberals are that virtue signal. That's, they have a virtue supremacy signal sign when you come to. Yeah, when you come to Martha's Vineyard, it says, we accept aliens, anybody. You're welcome here.
Yeah, right.
There's 10,000 plus empty rooms on Martha's Vineyard this time of the year because it's a seasonal island. And you have that person come out saying, we can't take them in. So what do? I mean, they get the military to haul them away.
Well,
imagine if Donald Trump had done that. Yeah. I mean,
we know what to do now. When you see buses start appearing with illegals dropping off randomly at the airport, like what he was doing for over a year, you know now to contact the National Guard and declare a state of emergency and then get them to remove those people. Where are you going to bring them to, though? Do you know what they brought them? They brought them to a military base. You know why? So now we get to pay for it again.
Yeah.
I'm done playing this game.
Two years ago, Doug, we had two plane loads of children land at Knoxville TYS Airport in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Buses took off. Nobody knows. There was no chain of custody. I had friends in law enforcement. They could not find if there was a chain of custody on those children anywhere. As far as we know, they went to rapists and pedos, but nobody knows where they went. So two of these planes came in and busloads took them away. No chain of custody. Now, if you want to throw out the kidnapping term, if you want to throw out those terms, I mean, my gosh, they're the ones that are doing it. I mean, you know, DeSantis had them sign a release form, knowing where they were going, knowing what was going to happen to them. They agreed to go there. There was no kidnapping involved. But there was when you send these children to Knoxville in the middle of the night and bus them off somewhere. Chain of custody.
I've told this story before. I'm going to tell it again. In 2018, when our team was assigned to the border, when our team was assigned to the border and we were there on a special operation, quote unquote, to assist the Border Patrol when there was the mass migration. Within 1 hour, we caught 3,000 people in a place about as big as a football field. Okay. During that time, we were getting wave after wave of people. All right. And this is, you know, you could almost get a college guy to kick a football from one end of the field to the other and put 3,000 people in that. Okay. That's a lot of people. All right. One of the kids that we caught was a 9-year-old boy from Honduras. And that was the fourth time he had been caught at the border. We were using DNA swab to identify him. And we found out that his parents rent him from Honduras, and they go all the way up Central America into Mexico and then into the border. And then once they use that little boy to say, you know, this is my child. And that's how they get in through the anchor baby system, because they don't turn away a parent and a child. And then they get to wherever they're going, and then they fly that boy back to his parents. And then he takes another round trip, and he gets about $5,000 for his parents to do that. All right. That was the fourth time we caught it. You know how many tens of thousands of children get to do the same thing? All right. America, you don't think like people in other countries. You don't know what poverty is. You don't know what real, actual tyranny and danger is, like people who are so desperate that they sell their children to strangers for $5,000.
I've seen it. I mean, there's a mother in Pakistan offered to sell me her child.
Yeah.
When I was in Karachi. And, you know, they say that they're so concerned about these 50 people. I'm gonna keep this as family friendly, but there are young girls right now, and Joe Biden knows this. Bill Clinton knows this. Kamala Harris knows this. Hillary knows this. that are being held down right now with 10 guys in line. Right now on the border that are trying to come across, they're being gang raped. Right now on the border, a lot of them, a lot
by the
of
cartel.
These women are being gang raped. Yeah, by the cartels to pay off debt. So, you know, next, you've had your 15 minutes, next, 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 next. Now, Joe Biden knows this. What is he doing? Nothing. Well, I couldn't believe I actually saw Joe Biden do that the other day, Doug. He actually did that.
What
you
a
know,
racist.
Which if I did, yeah, what a racist. I mean, he actually did that. But how much fentanyl is coming across the border?
There was enough fentanyl. There was enough fentanyl from a guy that was recently, I think he was in California. He was busted. He had enough fentanyl inside his vehicle to kill 100,000 people. And by the way, that's about this much of fentanyl.
It doesn't take much. They just intercepted enough fentanyl to kill 464 million people. But again, Joe Biden knows that this fentanyl is coming across. Yeah, coming into the country. I was watching a video that the border security stopped two gentlemen and asked them where they're from. They're on the border. They're from Pakistan. Okay, you can watch this video on YouTube. We're from Pakistan. Now, the jihadis in Pakistan are they? We know that they're sending Pakistani military age men, and these are two military age men, to this country to commit acts of terrorism.
Yep.
We know that. And the border security stops these two Pakistani men trying to come into this country. We know Pakistan's inciting terrorism towards the United States, not Pakistan proper, but the jihadis and the radicals in Pakistan are doing it. So, I mean, what's he doing there? What's he doing? I mean, I listened to Ted Cruz talk about the sexual abuse of women on the border. And it, quite frankly, it is unbelievable. I mean, the agony these women must go through being raped 30 times a night.
You would think that Kamala Harris, being a woman, would be able to empathize with these people. You know what? They won't get it. Along with AOC, they won't get it until I go down to certain ranches in Texas near the Rio Grande Valley. And I say, this is the ranch that has more than one rape tree. And that rape tree, one of them, it was discovered with a skeleton that was still handcuffed to the tree. All right. Until you handcuff them to the tree and say, by the way, this is what they felt, and walk off, they don't make sense of it, because these are elitist people. Bob, these are people who have $200 lunches. These are elitist people. They don't get it.
How did Kamala Harris come to power?
Right.
You know, did you see that her stepdaughter the other day was doing I guess she's a model, and she was doing a runway bare-breasted? Kamala Harris's stepdaughter was actually strangers devoured in your presence. How much land do the Chinese own? They're devouring it right in our presence. It is desolate and overthrown by strangers. And you know, the thing is, also it says there are no men. The men have abandoned it. Now, I would say functionally in this country, men have abandoned, you know, they've abandoned their families.
They've abandoned leadership.
Go ahead.
Men have abandoned women. Men have abandoned children. Because, hey, you know what? Even though I was law enforcement and I was military, I would take any man, any father with an ounce of sand still left in his spine to go down to the border, form your groups, and then start reporting what's happening. You know, but we have a problem with these militia type groups, who, and a lot of them are sovereign citizens, a lot of them are anti-government people. Some of them are good people, not all of them. But many are felons, because we've busted them with guns. And, you know, oh, by the way, you're a felon. Oh, you're a sex offender, and you have a gun, and you're protecting the country. How quaint. But, you know, you have the wrong mix of people. But if fathers in these ghettos, in the Democratic City, in these freaking trailer parks, like what's out here surrounding me within the what we call the white trash areas of Texas, if the fathers would put the freaking cigarette down empty out the beer, turn off the television, get outside, play with your damn kids. Teach them something manly to do. And I'm talking about the little boys, right? Don't teach them how to be adopting the system. Don't teach them how to just be another statistic. Teach them how to be a man again. But you have a whole generation of men who were abandoned by a generation of men who were told from 9 to 5, you work Monday to Saturday to get that retirement. And then, you know, you take your kids and you send them off to government schools. And then, you know, you see your kid 1 hour out of a day. That's how my dad was. And you know, my dad worked in the oil field and he was gone all the time. So you have a whole generation gap of absentee parents who, you know, guys like you and I, who, you know, we had our service, we did our time for the government. You know, we're gone all the time. But, you know, you parents who are here in your home, what was your excuse for not taking your kid out and playing with them? What was your excuse for not homeschooling if you had the ability? Because you're letting your kids being raised by these people.
That's not an excuse. I work like a dog. You work like a dog. I've worked, you know, ready-made resources 10, 12 hours a day. Mm-hmm. But I've always taught Joshua, my youngest son, how to make a fire. I taught him how to set up a tent, how to set up a campsite. Mm-hmm. He has his ham radio license. He's a student pilot. I mean, it can be done. You can do it. Yep. It just takes to turn the TV off, as you said. Now you use the word damn TV because that's what it is. Sit there and go out with your children. You know, I love that quote by Jordan Peterson. A gentleman is not a good man. A good man is a man who is violent, who has it under voluntary control. He has a rage and a strength in him that if needed, he can release it, but he's self-controlled enough to keep it tempered until it's needed. But you get the Casper Milquetoast gentleman. That's not a good man. That's not a good man at all.
No.
You look at the men of the Bible. I mean, David, Samson. I mean, you look at these men, Moses. No, there were men. You had sand in them, as you said. You know, the feminist view of men today that's been incorporated, that we're supposed to be gentle and we've come in touch with our feelings and all this horse manure, you know, that's just ridiculous. And that's why we see the men, I mean, they want to destroy manhood, the puberty blockers, all that's going on.
Well, you know,
it's done to destroy manhood, but
I'll pass blame to a whole generation of women as well. There's a whole generation of women. I've personally come in contact with 20, 30, 40, 50 of them. You know, in my time of law enforcement and federal law enforcement, we look what people called aggressive. We had the plate carriers and the rifle magazines and tasers and all that stuff, you know, and some law enforcement departments, they're very nice and clean cut. And I do like that look, but depending on your team or what your task oriented goal is, you need to be prepared, right? So I was on one of those teams where we needed to be prepared for a special event to happen. That's why we were created. And I would come across the random people who would just look at me with this aghast look. They say, do you need to look like that? Excuse me, ma'am. Why do you have to have all that on? You're intimidating me. Like, well, you need to go back to church. You want intimidation? Elijah. Elijah is intimidation. I wish I had the ability to call lava out of the sky to consume people. Thank God I don't.
What did he do after he won? He went and slaughtered all those prophets of Baal. He went and killed them all. God, they got caught up to heaven.
We have people in this country, Bob, who rah-rah about civil war, bring the Chinese over and the Russians, we'll whoop their butts. Just wait till we get some tyrant dictator. We'll rise against the government. Half you people who say stuff like that. And obviously that's probably not 99% of the people who listen to us right now. So we're not, you know, we're not picking on you, but if you are, I'm picking on you. Listen, 99% of the people in this country, and I will go as high as I absolutely can, are not prepared for conflict. And then you get a 1% that is actually prepared for conflict. And that's how we fail. All right. There was a what they called 3% that actually fought in the Revolutionary War. It was actually less than 3% of people. because they were counting a logistic train that also employed those people and gave them food, shelter, board, ammunition, whatnot. But it was about 2% that actually fought. Now, just understand, you're already living in a country where your Congress, who declared war against a king so that we can keep our arms, is more than willing to take your arms. What do you think the next step is? Once they take away the guns and they take away your manhood, your right to vote, your ability to have your God, country, and your guts and glory, once they stomp that down into the curve along with most of your pride, you will have a king again, and you will fall under his kingly discretion. Could you imagine King Biden, King Obama? How do you think that would go for us?
Well, I mean, they already have tried to deify Obama. I mean, I remember the Time magazine article, they had him as a deified-looking, Jesus-looking figure. But what we've painted today, Doug, is the fact that there is an internal conflict and an external conflict going on. We have a raging internal conflict. All you have to do is turn on, go right now, after we get off this program, go to MSNBC, CNN, you know, ABC, CBS, any of those, and you're going to listen to their pundits saying, MAGMA bad, MAGA bad, MAGA bad, MAGA bad, conservative bad, 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 we need a civil war. They're actually saying we need a civil war. Robert Reich was saying we need a civil war. All these people, we need a civil war. We need to kill and contain them. And then you turn on, something like this, and you're hearing, we understand that there's a conflict coming. We don't want to promote it. We don't promote it. We want peace. But we understand that they're going to come killing for us. So there is a non-kinetic or semi-kinetic, I'll put this, semi-kinetic civil war going on right now for that 18-year-old man who died at the hands of an enemy combatant, which he is. That civil war cost him his life. You go into any of these cities today where you have racial strife, where they fanned up racial strife, and you have this racial strife going on. Those people who are victims of that racial strife on either side are victims of a civil war that is starting to go kinetic. And we see now the smash and grabs; it's gone kinetic. It's only a matter of time before. Yeah, go ahead.
We got about 20 minutes left. I wanted to play this video, which is the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly, with Joe Biden mumbling his way through it. But before we go on there, I just want to add, and I know you can add to this, Bob, but everyone says that they're prepared for all these physical, violent conflicts. I would still tell you that there's not enough of us that are ready to go and meet our maker right now and be judged by the great right throne of judgment. There's many of us who play games with God, who don't get down and pray, who haven't repented. They still live a life of sin. I'm a little fired up because we were listening to Pastor David Wilkerson for about 4 hours this morning. But,
can I read something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been reading Isaiah, and in Isaiah chapter 6, it says, Isaiah was saying, the angels crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And nobody sees it. They don't want to see it. They want darkness. Isaiah said, Isaiah, we always think of Isaiah, the great prophet. Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the Lord of hosts. When you see the Lord of hosts, you understand how far you are from the mark. Yeah, we all have a long way to go, but I mean, Isaiah, he said, send me. That's the big thing. Nobody wants to be sent. I stumble and think like anybody else, but wherever I go, I try to share the Lord Jesus Christ with people. And it's amazing what happens when this sinner does it. R.C. Sproul described a Christian telling people about Jesus as one beggar telling another beggar where to get bread. And that's what I feel like I am. Again, we're spiritually unprepared. We think because we belong in a church somehow that, God's going to do his thing. We read Psalm 91. We don't understand that we're not drawing under the shadow of the Almighty. And, I've shared that I'm fighting a tumor in my kidney. My treatment's going well. I'm doing orthodox and unorthodox treatment. But I still find time to go to the gym 4 days a week.
That's right.
I want to stay in shape. You know, so what's your excuse? What's your excuse for not going to the gym? What's your excuse for carrying 100 extra pounds on your body? If you really want to get in the fight, you know, I go to the gym and I heard somebody one time say, look at that fat slob. You know, they're on the treadmill and they were heavy. And I think, what? Are you kidding me? That person's trying to get into the fight.
That's what I say all the time.
That person's trying to get into the fight. What are you doing?
I try to mentor a younger group of guys at the gym because I do a lot of I still do a lot of strongman stuff and powerlifting stuff at the gym, and you know, trying to teach kids that there's more than just biceps and flexing your abs in the mirror. And one of these guys was actually making fun of this this poor dude who was he had been close to 500 pounds, and he was just he had the incline on that treadmill up as high as it could go. And that guy was in there on that incline walking when I came in. And 2 hours later, when I walked out, he was still on there.
He is trying to get into the fight.
I would rather see somebody who is grotesquely overweight fighting the good fight than the dude who sits there and complains and never even gets into the freaking gym. You know, and I've met a lot of these guys and I've met a lot of these kids who, you know, they waste their money on everything that you could freaking think of. And then they'll ask me, hey, Doug, what do you think about X, Y, and Z? You know, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to Cancun. I'm going here. I'm going there. And I tell people, instead of going out and drinking and partying all the time, because I don't drink, instead of going out and drinking and partying, why don't you try a month of boxing? Why don't you try a month of Brazilian jiu-jitsu? Or Sambo. I was a Sambo practitioner.
If you're not used to Brazilian jiu-jitsu and you get on the mat for 3 minutes, you're going to vomit. I mean, much energy exerted, you're going to let it go.
I may be a big boy, but I can wear people out on the mat. That's Justin. Last time we were there for the training, he found out just how quick I could do a single and double leg takedown. But you know, and once again, that's confidence and skills. Cause I spent 15 years doing it
over and over and over again. Yeah.
And getting myself, getting my butt busted myself. But I want to say this before we watch this video, cause I really want to get your reaction because this is going back to a future war with NATO and Russia. All right. And that I think that's going to happen, but I want to say this. This is Isaiah 45, verse 23. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone out in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. That is God saying that. And you know what happens when you turn yourself away from God? You know what happens when a nation turns itself away from God?
Darkness.
Get a warning, you get destruction.
And darkness. Well, that's what Isaiah 1 talks about. That you read Isaiah 1, 2, and 3. Isaiah 3, it talks about your storehouses are empty. Now you look what's happening right now. All these food processing plants burning down. I don't have it printed out, but Isaiah 3, all your food processing facilities are burnt down. Your storehouse is empty. All this you read Isaiah. I'm not saying with the nation of Israel, but the principle of God's judgment remains the same. And we've forsaken Him. We've followed after the absolute depraved things in the world. We see it happening. Our military's destroyed. Our government institutions are destroyed. Our finances are destroyed. Our families destroyed. Our churches have been destroyed. Our borders have been destroyed. You name it. But again, and then like I said, we have plenty of enemies internal. And we have a lot of enemies right now, external. You know, I was doing this program with Steve, and I just looked up the 10 most hated nations on the planet. Do you know who number one is? Us. Most hated nation, the most hated country on the planet, the United States. That's what they listed it as. We were more hated than Iran or Saudi Arabia or Russia. I don't know who wrote the article, but it was a pretty much a large publication. But again, we have this Pollyanna view of things. And just like you said, I'm going to go out and fight the Civil War. You're probably not. You're probably just going to get shot if you do go out and try to attempt it. I'll stand for Jesus when anybody ever asked me if I'll deny my faith. Well, you're not standing for him now. You're not confessing him now. You're not witnessing for him now. What makes you think you're going to do it when it counts? You're not. That's why they put soldiers through basic training. That's why special forces go through advanced training, because they train you for those situations where you do face life and death moments, where you have to make those critical decisions. You're not going to get the average guy off the street and have him make critical military decisions, or even an average Christian who never prays, never reads his Bible, never goes to church. And when he comes with face to face with satanic hierarchy or powers, make the right choice. It's all a matter of training. It's all a matter of instruction. You know, Paul said, I buffet my body. I mean, he understood the nature of what had to be done to walk all those Judean hills and travel and do what he did. He wasn't out of shape. He was a man in shape to be able to do it. So, like I said, enemies without, enemies within. Our enemies within are extremely dangerous right now. They own all the institutions of law enforcement, military, and government. And they're already telling us that if the Republicans somehow manage to even squeak out the House of Representatives right now, much less the House and Senate, they're going to go on rampage mode. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they'll accept the election, but I guarantee you, you're going to see college campuses erupt. You're going to see all these BLM Antifa groups erupt.
Well, Biden came out this week and said that he wouldn't accept a 2024 election loss.
Yeah. So, I mean, we see it happening right in front of our face. Doug, a couple months from now, our country could be in absolute flames.
Absolutely.
It could be, you know, that we already are seeing, and I'm thinking then probably in the next 5 years, in most places, not very, very, very rural, but in most cities in America, a woman can't travel safely by herself at night in a city. It's very unsafe to do so. That's going to expand. Well, women won't be able to travel alone. That's why we're telling today, even right now, a security feature. You know, if I was a woman, I don't identify as a woman. I've always identified as a man.
That's good to know.
You know, I was a man trapped in a woman's body for 9 months, though. So, sorry. So, anyhow, but I wouldn't be traveling alone. I wouldn't go to the grocery store alone. I wouldn't go at night ever if I was a woman alone. It's just unsafe in this world anymore to do so. So internal and external enemies right now, you know, the shortages of everything, get ready. You know, we were talking about thermal the other day, and I sent you one. We have this new company we deal with, Arcturus. Still trying to get the pronunciation correct, but they make these and we have them for sale, and they're very reasonable. 8.5 by 12 foot heavy duty thermal blankets. It's a woodland cloth pattern on the outside, laminated to heavy duty Mylar inside, grommeted all the way around. It seamed and grommeted. You know, those things hide your thermal signature like you cannot believe. If you had a little bivy tent, you could put that thing over a bivy tent and it hides your thermal signature. This is my advertising for the day. They're like $60, $55. I mean, you just don't know when you're going to have to hide your thermal signature if you're out and about, bug on bag, whatever. I can't believe how well these things hide your thermal signature.
See, and let me add to that. All right. If you're trying to hide your thermal signature, if you use something like a Tennessee fire hole, all right, something to where you actually put the heating source underground, that will help create a lower signature. Using stuff like the jet boil, ignition sources for cooking. That way you only have to have it. I mean, my jet boil within about 20 seconds, my water's already boiling. I turn the thing off and now I'm eating my food. And so, you know, I don't have this raging fire for everybody to see, because at night, buddy, you're going to show the entire world where you're at, especially if something's flying above you. So having some piece of equipment like that, and also, I would say if you're going to have something like that, I would want to have three or four of them, because you should be thinking about creating a canopy. If you're going to have something like that, you should have at least multiple backups in case one rips, but you would want to create a big enough space of a canopy so that because the thermal is coming from overhead, all right? Not very many people are on the ground with thermals, and even so, you know, it may or may not work, but the true threat is overhead. So, you know, you would want to be able to canvas over whatever it is that's going to have that thermal signature, like a vehicle, right? And it's very easy. You can just take cord and you know, put your vehicle in between trees and put that above it, and hopefully that will help mask the signature.
These are 8.5 feet by 12 feet. Even if you, because it has grommets in it, you could paracord two of them together, and then you'd be 17 feet by 12 feet. That'd cover a car. Yep. But even if you took the 8.5 by 12 feet and just got some sticks on the ground and used the grommets to hold it up 1.5 feet off the ground and climbed in there to sleep at night, nothing overhead's going to see you. You could eat, you know, you could even eat a hot meal underneath there, and it's not going to see you. We were testing them. They are very, very good. They're very heavy duty. Each of the grommets they show holding a 45-pound weight off of it. So it's not some chintzy little thing. They really are built well. And I'm just saying, in today's day and age, when thermal, you can't hide from it. You just can't hide. You know, you might want to consider those $55. But again, and anybody who buys a thermal from us, that's over $3,000. We're including one with that. These things, I'm really impressed with them.
Well, we got about 17 minutes left. I want to play this for you. Let me go ahead and share the screen so you can see it, and get your commentary. This is Joe Biden at the 77th NATO meeting, and he's talking about Russia. All right, Bob, feel free to add in commentary anytime you want for this, by the way.
Mr. President, Secretary General, my fellow leaders, in the last year, our world has experienced great upheaval. Growing crisis in food insecurity, record heat, floods, and droughts, COVID-19, inflation, and a brutal, needless war. A war chosen by one man, to be very blunt.
It's all created by him.
Plainly, a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map. Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets.
I would say for very tactical reasons, they invaded.
More important.
Exactly.
Clear
bioweapons labs.
Yeah, we only put 50 of them on their border.
Of their neighbor by force.
And we're running harvesting, sex trafficking, money laundering.
Overt nuclear threats against Europe. The reckless disregard for the responsibilities of the non-proliferation regime. Now, Russia's calling up more soldiers, join the fight. And the Kremlin is organizing a sham referendum.
A sham. You're a sham.
Ukraine, an extremely significant violation of the UN Charter.
He's already going down.
This world should see these outrageous acts for what they are. Putin claims he had to act because Russia was threatened. But no one threatened Russia.
Oh, stop the tape. Russia. We promised them we would not accept Ukraine into NATO. We promised them we wouldn't take Poland into NATO. We promised them Finland. We promised them none of those countries are going to NATO, and we're making them all NATO. Going back to the history of Hitler, what Hitler did, you know, how he gradually increased, you know, Sudetenland, Rhineland, moved into Poland, all of that. He knows that history. Trust us. We're not going to go. We're not doing anything. And then Operation Barbarossa happened, where they invaded and it cost the Russians 20 million people.
Well, we also took their oil fields first. That's.
Yeah. I mean, it's anybody who thinks this is unilateral or monolithic, it doesn't have. I mean, they're absolute idiots. You're buying the government Kool-Aid. It's not monolithic. It's not unilateral. This is a complex thing that's going on. We have put bioweapons labs. We're putting weapons in those countries. We have just like it came out that we put Marines in Taiwan. They were caught putting Marines training the Taiwanese, and the Chinese freaked out over it. The thing is, we're trying to stranglehold Russia instead of becoming fair trading partners with them. We want to have dominance. We want to have global dominance.
Bob, you've had external CONUS training and experience. We'll leave it at that. If I was Russia and you were America, and I put 50 biological weapon centers that, by the way, had things inside of it that there are not antidotes for.
Yeah.
Because we are not legally allowed to experiment with level 4 bioweapons. We have one place, and it's right there in the middle of Tornado Alley. We have one place that's a biosafety level 4. And there are things in there that it's actually illegal to tamper with, to try and recreate, replicate in any way. But we're doing it in Ukraine because it's outside of CONUS. So now there's no legality or clause on it, right? But if I did that to your border, would you not invade?
Of course. Well, the first half-assed excuse that came out is that we're in Ukraine destroying the stockpiles from when the Soviet Union was in power. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
17 years later, we can't destroy those stockpiles. I mean, my gosh, how much did they have? How long does it take to autoclave those things and kill them? And then, you know, we're just doing research. You know, and now it's come out that they actually slipped and said gain of function because we're actually trying to figure out what happens if something released. How do you deal with it? So they'll be doing gain of function. The Russians know this. The Russians had agents in all those plants. They knew what was going on. Putin presented it all to the UN, but it was quietly hushed. And I'm not saying, you know, Russia's anything other than a thug nation. It's been a thug nation. You read the history of Russian people. They've always had strong men leading it. But this has not happened in a vacuum. We've exploited the situation. We promised the Russians we wouldn't take NATO further east. We've done exactly what we promised them we wouldn't. We've taken it into Ukraine. We're taking it into Finland. We've taken it into Poland. And so, you know, we're sitting on the Russian border. Now we're putting troops there. Now we're putting weapons there. And Joe Biden wants to blame it all on Russia. Well, we're going to blame ourselves into World War III.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, who'll care? You know, if a couple of American cities get vaporized, who'll care? If some European cities get vaporized, who'll care? You know, at that point, the damage is done. It doesn't matter who did it. The damage is done. And so the internal enemies, I really think, are trying to create more external enemies. And the reason I say this is historic, what we're doing. People, you know, failing empires have done this since the beginning. We want to have the external enemies to draw the attention away from the internal problems. And that's what we have to have. We have to have the boogeyman out there. Oh, those damn Russians. Oh, the Chinese. Oh,
it's always somebody else.
Yeah.
It's always somebody else.
We're not talking about inflation. We won't talk about that. Oh, inflation's not that bad. We're not talking about fentanyl. We're not talking about the border crisis. We're not talking about food factories burning down. We're not talking about energy crisis. You want to divert from that. That's what empires have always done historically. It's those people over there. Look, it's all their fault. Now we see it. They're actually doing it internally to us. It's the Christians' fault. Nero. Okay, we got, you know, President Joe Nero Biden. It's the Christians' fault.
And this, you know? but once again, this is
actually blaming Christians now.
This is a man who claims to be a Christian or a Catholic. You know, no offense to any Catholics out there, but you know, this is foretold. We are living in a time of Matthew 24. We are living in a time that has been foretold. We have been warned by every prophet of God. We've been warned by the Son of God, who, by the way, if you haven't been bought and born again, I do suggest you repent and be bought and born again by the blood of Christ. But this man right here is Antichrist. He's not the Antichrist
that we know of.
That we know of yet. But I think with what's happening, also, hey, two things with Germany. Germany took over a Russian oil plant, right? So now they're going to try and create their own power. I don't think that is going to lay idle for very long. I think Putin will have an answer for that. Two, there was a German state representative who said that on September 24th, every man, woman, and child in the world will remember what they were doing on that day. Do we know what prophesied doomsday event is supposed to happen on the 24th now? Is this the day the global warming finally kills us?
Every day could be like that, though, Doug. Every day is like that. All it takes is human error. And World War One, human error. One assassination, one obscure, inconsequential assassination, and 10 million people died.
Yep.
Or 20 million people, excuse me. 20 million people died.
Well, that historically, and I've actually gone over, I've had a podcast on this, that one assassination of Archduke Ferdinand caused everything that's happening right now. Archduke Ferdinand being assassinated by an extremist group caused, and I believe it was out of the young Belarusians, that everything that happened with Nazi Germany, with the Treaty of Versailles, World War II, the expansion of white supremacy, Aryan supremacy, Nazi Germany, all the horrific war crimes, the horrific weapons, 26 million people being killed, you know, it that literally catapulted us into where we're at today, because that also catapulted the CIA and all the crazy experiments they did. What could Joe Biden do to make the next World War III and what carries on after that? You know, we don't know how World War IV will be fought, or World War III will be fought, you know, with nukes, but World War IV most likely will be fought with sticks and stones. You know, and this idiot,
Albert Einstein said that.
Yeah, this idiot, he does not know what he's messing with. And this is my contention on this. People think Vladimir Putin is some like guy that they can just push around and poke and make fun of, and because he always takes it very gracefully. And I'm not a fan of Vladimir Putin, but he seems to be more level-headed than Joe Biden does. Eventually, that calm exterior persona will have a fiery indignation of a response once pushed far enough. Vladimir Putin, Russia in general, historically, once pushed far enough, we'll send million after million after million of the Red Army to you to eventually stop you. The Nazis found that out. And that's why they lost Operation Barbarossa.
They sent 20 million people to their deaths to fight the Nazis. I mean,
they emptied out the prisons.
I mean, I
watched. Yeah, they emptied out the prisons and sent them.
I was just watching this.
Apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We keep losing Bob. He's having some serious issues out there in the woods. Bob, are you back with us?
Back with you. But I just watched this thing. You know, I was interviewing kids on the street. How many months are they? They don't even know how many months there are. They don't know how many seasons there were. One person didn't even know how many moons the Earth has. Somebody couldn't say what's 3 times 3 times 3 is 9. That's what he said. 3 times 3 3 3 is 9. I mean, we've produced the most profoundly stupid generation of people that have come out of the public institutions of education, and you know, so they don't know any of this history. They have no clue of the history you and I are talking about right now, so they can't learn from it, and we're doomed to repeat it. Get ready, folks. Get ready. I mean, it could be tonight. It could be the 24th. It could be very shortly. But Putin said, I'm not joking, nuclear weapons are on the table.
Bob,
do what you want. But
for the last 5 minutes, I want to go back to Biden.
I've been run.
Say again.
I've got my commitment with Dave at 4:30.
Oh, okay.
My time.
All right. Well. Last minute, you got any final words for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And that's what we need to be doing right now. This kingdom that we're looking at of this world, I'm going to let, they're fighting for a burning house. This world is going to burn up. The judgment's coming. It was once water, now it's fire. It's going to come. It's going to burn this world up. I'm not going to fight for this burning house. It's not worth groveling over, you know. I'm going to seek the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto me. That's what the Bible says. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Abraham said, I'm seeking a kingdom whose builder and maker is God. That's what I want to do through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I want. You know, I believe in the Trinity of preparation. I believe in the spiritual preparation, getting my heart right with the Lord. Second is the physical preparation of surrounding myself with good men and women, strong men and women, able men and women, moral men and women. And then the third thing is the physical, the practical preparation of the food, water, night vision, guns, all that stuff. That's what we need to be working on right now, because they said they're going to use food against us. They say they're going to turn the government against us. They say they're going to have the IRS. I mean, it's all coming into perspective. But you said Matthew 24. What did Johnny Cash say? Matthew 24 is knocking at the door. And it is. So I would just tell people, get ready. It's upon us. It's upon us. So, I mean, they can get in touch with me at 800-627-3809, readymaderesources.com. Again, I just, you know, get ready, however you get ready. If you know, there's other people out there, but get ready.
And just, because, to let people know, you do offer, financing for the night vision as well. Yeah. Many people don't know that.
Yeah. We offer a company has bread financing. You go in there, you buy what you want to buy, and it's just pay over time, click that. And then, you give your date of birth and your last four of your social. It'll approve you, give you your interest rate and how your terms, all that. You can choose to get the product. I don't go into debt for very many things, but I would not be without night vision. And like I said, anybody who buys a thermal unit of $3,000 or over, you're going to get one of those free 8.5 by 12 blankets I mentioned, that you can hide your thermal signature. And again, we've tested them. They do very, very good at it. So, that's all, and, you know, just get ready.
I want to end that we're going to be back out there at Ready Made Resources for the active shooter training, November 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can go to Ready Made Resources and sign up, and go ahead and pay for the course. You know, we had 13 people show up the first course. I hope we get more. The next course that we put on, Bob, is I think it's going to be a leaps and bounds beyond what the first one is, because with every course we just grow and we learn. And through the after action, we only make it better and better. So thank you very much for coming.
We had people tell us it was the best course they offered. It's on my website. You go to Ready Made Resources. Click the training icon at the top, and it'll take you right to where you can sign up for the course. And it just, everybody that was at that course told me how good it was. They loved it. Justin's coming back again, doing it again.
Yeah, he's gonna help me do some role-playing, so that's going to be fun. He's going to get to be in my position to get shot at now.
So. Well, anyhow.
Yep, thanks for coming on, Bob. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, train, prep, and pray. Stay frosty. The enemy's out there. Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Rekker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekker5, mountain-state-survival.com. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.